broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put forth by our founders, inspired by the Almighty, absolutely brilliant. We believe that we can fix America, folks. It doesn't take a revolution. The founders put the blueprint in place, ladies and gentlemen. All we need is a restoration. Pure application of the principles that made America the greatest country on the face of the earth can do it again. We got to apply those pure principles, though. We need to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. Are you willing? Are you going to be anxiously engaged? Are you going to join us? LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. This first half hour of Liberty Roundtable brought to you by ThePowerMall.com. TetonSports.com, GiveMeLibertyFund.com, just to name a few. The quick recap starts now of yesterday's broadcast, available on your Roku player and at LibertyRoundtable.com on demand. Radio when you want it for free. We talked about 10 anti-vaccine celebs who should come with a Surgeon General's warning, an absolutely belligerent article put together by the New York Post. The article is absolutely slanted as all get out. The vaccine debate's hot, ladies and gentlemen. But for some reason, those pro-jab folks, they don't want to have a real open dialogue. They just want to attack the messenger. Those messengers that say, hey, all may not be well on the vaccine front. They may not be as safe and effective as you believe. The battle rages on, folks. Alzheimer's cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed. Now, this is the slogan from the Alzheimer's Association. Now, the Alzheimer's Association is supposed to try to get to the bottom of Alzheimer's and try to find ways to slow it, to prevent it, maybe even cure it. Or to at least make living with it better. But Alzheimer's cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed. This statement, that's the slogan from the Alzheimer's Association. Now, they call themselves the brains at the work. The group with the brains at work to save yours. The group with the brains at work to save yours, but they say it can't be slowed, prevented, or cured. Do you think they'll ever be able to change their slogan? Do you think even if they found the cure, they'd go, golly, we got to get a new slogan? Well, we don't need a slogan. I guess we got to go out of existence. What kind of a statement is that from the organization, huh? Coachella, it's like modern day Woodstock, right? I guess they got a t-shirt that was there that said, man's, eat, sleep, rape, do it over again. It says, eat, sleep, rape, and repeat is what it says. What a horrible message. I stand against the message. We had our guest on second hour, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He's also the author of Racism Schmacism, well-known talk show host, syndicated by Liberty News Radio every Saturday evening on your favorite talk stations. Justin Bieber was put in a chokehold, and he was booted from Coachella, they say. Singer now threatens legal action. So you got a, you know, eat, sleep, rape, and repeat t-shirt, and then they beat up Justin Bieber there. Wow. Doesn't sound like a place I want to be at. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, I guess he's leading in the latest Fox News polls. Of national Republican voters, leads in most Iowa voting, but he's in trouble, they claim. The way Jeb Bush is going to do well is if somehow they can fractionalize the so-called conservative groups with Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and who knows who else getting into the race. I think the conservatives are already quite split apart, in my humble opinion. Ben Carson, for example, is thinking about jumping in. In fact, he's announced his date to announce. I don't know if you can call it that, but Ben Carson plans May 4th to be his Detroit announcement. He's going to do so in the failed Motor City. Go to Detroit and go to the failed city and announce what? Your failed bid, Ben Carson? Is that what's going to happen? Ben's got a lot of good ideas, but he can't garner the conservative vote. Why can't he garner the conservatives? Because he doesn't stand for your right to keep and bear arms. He's kind of pulling a Romney flip-flopper on that stuff, huh? Oh, boy. All right. I guess they say at stake in the marriage case, we're talking about the Supreme Court marriage cases, all sexual boundaries. There's a big article about that. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the LDS Church, asks the court to stop and to uphold traditional marriage, please. They filed an amicus friend of the court brief, along with many other religious organizations. In short, the amicus brief says, hey, we may not agree with every church on everything, but you know what? A lot of us churches, a lot of us religious organizations are getting together and asking the courts to stand for traditional marriage. It's been the bedrock of society forever. Children are at risk if you don't. Societal norms are at risk. Please stand for one man, one woman marriages. Churches are agreeing and doubling down on that point. Listener TZ emails in and said, hey, when celebrities speak out on global warming or global climbing and environmental Holocaust issues, they're cheered. When they speak out against a vaccination Holocaust, they're belittled and abused. Good for Jay-Z's, right? Or TZ, sorry. I guess the $200,000 plus SUV is here to stay. Companies are doubling down on getting in the elite SUV market. I guess I'm not buying one of those anytime soon. George Ramos, I guess he's a commentator on Univision TV. He's recognizing the, quote, historic nature of two Latinos running for the White House. I have a hard time knowing what a Latino is, really, ladies and gentlemen. Don't try to call me and explain. I'll just ask questions that'll confuse you, okay? Two Latino presidential hopefuls. Who are they? I guess it's probably Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, huh? I thought they were American citizens. I thought they were like Americans at birth. Does that mean they're Latino? Is America now a Latino country? What is a Latino? Is it anybody who speaks Spanish? No, Sam, a Latino is somebody from a Latin country where their native tongue is Spanish. Well, does Marco Rubio qualify for that? Does Ted Cruz qualify for that? Oh, no, Sam, they don't. They were born in America, and they're American citizens. Don't you ever concern yourself with such a question. Nevertheless, their parents were Latino. Oh, they were they? What about in the Constitution, where you got to have natural-born citizens that are, you know, your parents being natural-born citizens? Well, Sam, that doesn't really apply. You don't get it. That's up for debate. All right. Are they Latino? What is a Latino? If Marco Rubio's parents are from where? What about Ted Cruz? Is his dad from Cuba? Is Cuba a Latin country? All right, I'm not sure that I get it, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody's from Spain and they speak Spanish, are they Latino? Oh, no, Sam, they're not. They speak Spanish, but they're not Latino. That's Spain, Sam. Okay. You know, I'm just struggling to get it. But nevertheless, the Univision guy, George Ramos, gets it. He's all delighted that two Latinos are running. I'm not sure I even understand what a Latino is. Look, Jeb Bush put Latino on one of his voter registration forms, and he speaks Spanish. Is he Latino? Well, no, Sam, he's white. I get it now. Are white people white? Are black people black? What color is their skin really? A black judge gives a black home invader probation and then attacks a white family for racism. My question is, why do we even worry about the color of one's skin? We're talking about just different pigmentation, how much pigmentation is in your skin, right? On the shade of whatever you are. I mean, I'm supposedly a white person, but everybody tells me when I ask if my skin's white and they hold my arm up and they look at it closely, they say, well, Sam, it's really kind of brown. It's not really white. It's kind of got a little bit of a red tint to it or whatever, and they start explaining it, and it's not white. Are albinos really white? Just wondering, because, I mean, other people are kind of white imposters compared to the albinos, right? I'm just wondering, what is black? Is black a color? Because they always say colored people are black. As if white is not a color, but black is, right? Just trying to understand things. All right. Being pregnant might make you eligible. Well, to age slower. You see, you can age slower if you're pregnant, they claim. That's your new scientific always learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth thing, right? All right, just wondering. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Are you a racist? Well, if you're white, you must be. Racism, Schmacism. That's the book from our guest yesterday, James Edwards, talking about they claim if you're a white person, especially if you're a white male, you're a racist. You can't help it. Now, I guess there's a video gone viral, WorldNet Daily pointing it out. A black man was kind and helped a white woman out to her car. And I guess the blacks didn't like the black guy doing that, so they started pummeling and beating up the black guy for helping a white woman. Nah, those guys aren't racist. Where's the mainstream press when you need them, huh? All right, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use for today starts in mere seconds. You are listening to your favorite news the networks refuse to use radio station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism, Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism, Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Free Vigor test, ladies and gentlemen. How would you like to have more energy in your day? How would you like to have less depression, less frustration, less anger, less confusion, and a whole lot more energy throughout the day with a clear mind, ready to take on any task that comes your way? Huh? How would you like everybody else to become more cheerful, huh? All right. Get a hold of Kurt. You can learn more and take a free test. And then with natural health and healing solutions, improve your vigor score, otherwise known as your energy levels. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Speaking of Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. You're going to be delighted about this milestone. Now that the first 100 days of the GOP-controlled Congress are in the rearview mirror, Kurt, now what? Huh? What have they accomplished, sir? Can you point to something significant they've accomplished in the first 100 days? Buddy, if you elected them, they were going to come out of the gate swinging. They were going to change the game. They were going to downsize government. They were going to just fix your world, buddy. They were going to get rid of Barack Obamacare. They were going to just absolutely just hammer dunk Republican-style government that would put you in just the driver's seat for freedom, buddy. And that's what their claim was for the elections. In mass, we elected them, and... well, now it was, what, almost 2 months before they even actually took control. And now it's been the first 100 days are in the bag, Kurt, in the rearview mirror. And I'm hoping you can look back and give me some highlights of good news, buddy. Can you get that done for me?
You know, I was looking really hard, but I just don't seem to be able to.
I wish I had one of them game show sounds. It's like, wah, 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 wah. Right?
You know,
big old failure.
I mean, you know, it goes to the point of, at least in my opinion, that I wish everybody would call for basically the elimination of parties, because this whole idea of a party makes you kind of think, well, hey, you know, it's the Jets versus the Patriots, or the, you know, the Raiders versus the Rams. You know, it's really... you can't tell who's on what side. And, you know, the only way you can really tell that is maybe by their votes. But they can surprise you in a heartbeat. You know, but the best way to look and see what they're going to do is see what they've done.
I'm going to ask people for the next several days, all the guests that come on the radio with us, Kurt, to kind of break it down for me. Now that the first 100 days are in the rearview mirror, can you tell me anything that you can think of? What's the most important significant milestone, accomplishment, whatever term you want to use, that they've accomplished, Kurt? Can you point to one that you just have to agree? You know what? Hands down, absolutely, that was great. Can you point to one of them?
You know,
I'm just looking for like a play, Kurt. It would be like a pick and roll, or I don't know, some kind of alley-oop or something.
One slam dunk that was, you know, in there in 100 days.
Yeah, either that or maybe even on the defensive side, Kurt, maybe an incredible, just absolute in-your-face stuff down, or, you know, in-your-face stuff or something.
The only thing I could think of that, you know, I could say that I'm, I don't know, semi-grateful for, I haven't had to see so much of Harry Reid, and I mean, at least for me, that's been a welcome kind of thing.
There's a scandal there, Kurt. There's a scandal in the making now that you bring up Harry Reid, Kurt. Rush Limbaugh went off on his radio program. Did you see this? WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah gets credit, and Rush Limbaugh goes off on Harry Reid.
All right.
Rush says machines don't do what happened to Harry, WorldNet Daily. The question is, hey, they're claiming now somebody beat up Harry Reid. He's lying when he says he got beat up by an exercise machine. That isn't true. And at first, they were speculating that the mob might have beat up Harry Reid. Secondly, though, they say, I guess it might have been Harry Reid's brother. Who was it that beat up Harry Reid is the point. They're claiming that it was a deal. Now, there's all kinds of anecdotal evidence for this. They say a guy went into an AA clinic. It turns out that it was very likely Harry Reid's brother, and likely Harry Reid got beat up hardcore by his brother. That's what happened to him, and it wasn't the exercise machine at all, Kurt. And the Capitol Police never investigated it. The FBI never investigated it. They pointed everybody to the Nevada office of the FBI, which, of course, there's no number to call. People are struggling to dig for details, but the idea here is that, hey, Harry Reid's lying about this exercise machine, Kurt. And, you know, Kurt doesn't
Harry
like
Reid not telling the truth?
Roger that, sir.
Huh. Wow.
Now, I haven't researched it, so I can't validate. I'm just telling you that Rush Limbaugh on his nationally syndicated radio program are making these allegations. Rush says, hey, these exercise machines just don't do what Reid's claiming they do. And there is allegations that Reid was beat up somehow by somebody somewhere. Now, Kurt doesn't want to see him. Maybe Kurt beat up Harry Reid. Do you think, Kurt? Think you did that? Well, Kurt's nonviolent. It couldn't have been Kurt. Kurt would have tried to give him some health food to see if we could convert him to common sense causes, but no.
I guess Harry Reid had something as a response to, mobster beating theory.
Yeah.
He said, they don't like me as a person. I don't know if he meant the mobsters or the conservatives, exactly. But anyway, he's rebutted this conservative media speculation that his severe injuries are the result of a run-in with the mob on CNBC's Speakeasy. Never heard of the program, but anyway, the host there asked Reid about the theories put forth by Rush Limbaugh and Breitbart News that the injuries he sustained, including a blow to his right eye, are not, as he said, the result of an accident involving elastic exercise equipment. I guess he, Reid said, the last few days a bunch of people are saying he didn't have an exercise accident. He got beat up by the mob. That's kind of
now the latest reports, though, say it probably wasn't the mom. It was probably his alcoholic brother. Guy got on a drunken, blacked out tear, Kurt, and beat the crud out of Harry. I guess the guy might be even Larry, Kurt. Larry beats up Harry.
Larry and Harry, are they twins?
I don't know, Kurt. I just crazy stuff. And I haven't researched the story, so I don't know all about it. I'm just telling you, when you got Breitbart News, WorldNet Daily, the Rush Limbaugh radio program, at some point, people's doing some research behind the scenes. This can't be all just speculation, Kurt. There's more to this than meets the eye. The details about the Alcohol Anonymous tip, the details about the police reports and everything else, they're having a hard time getting information to investigate this. That's what's fascinating about it. And, we could get to the bottom of this. But I would agree that exercise machines don't beat you up really that bad. You wouldn't think. Anyway.
Well, you need to learn to duck and run if that's happening to you, Harry. You need to, watch out for those exercise machines.
Well, Harry Reid's getting
although
beat up.
He is 75, Sam. And, it's interesting how at 75, Ron Paul was way too old to basically do anything. And yet, Harry Reid, I have a hard time remembering when the last time anybody suggested that he was just old.
Well, not only that, all old and beaten up, man. Just saying. Now, I guess his brother, they did a little bit of research on him, too, and he has a history of being a brawler, Kurt.
Whoa, well.
So I don't know what's going on with that. Again, I haven't done the personal research on it, et cetera, but I'm just saying it's very weird, though. Very strange stuff indeed. Well, while Harry Reid's getting beat up by who knows who and lying about it and acting like an exercise machine attacked him, I guess the Department of Homeland Security is, I don't know if you say live and well, but they're certainly on another type of tear that ain't fun. Certainly unconstitutional. Where's your Republicans that have their first 100 days in the rearview mirror? On this one, we'll talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable. We recommend you don't beat anybody up live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor Score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, Larry Reed. I'm not making a mistake. That's Harry Reid's brother. Larry Reed, I guess, went to an Alcohol Anonymous meeting. For Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And I guess he said, hey, man, I'm a little bit concerned that the Secret Service might be coming after me. He was intoxicated. He had blood on him, and he was at the Alcohol Anonymous meeting, according to witnesses. That's Breitbart, Rush Limbaugh, many others reporting it. Now the Daily Caller getting into the act. Yeah. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I guess Rush Limbaugh got all these rumors started, they say. What do you think, Kurt? You think you really got beat up? I don't think the guy, you know, not that I'm thinking this is great. I don't recommend beating up anybody, folks, but I don't think the guy has a lot of friends, Kurt, personally. You know?
Well, you know, it's a little difficult to see how he could have, at least in my opinion. But, you know, according to the Breitbart boys, they say, well, his kind of explanation about how this whole thing happened in his bathroom, it just kind of, well, they say it falls apart in his bathroom. And they give you pictures of the bathroom of the new, you know, home that he has there in, I guess it's called Henderson, Nevada. They show in this, they say the image of the master bathroom in his home clearly shows that as of the time the photo was taken, just before he purchased the house, the only hook that came out from the wall, this is what he said, this band was hooked to, and it came loose and flipped him around like 4 feet or something. They say that's visible in the image is the one that supports a circular towel hanger of the sort used for small hand towels. So I guess he could have installed another hook or something like that. But, you know, I guess when he was talking to old Jorge Ramos on Univision, he said that a big metal hook, he was doing some exercising with the resistance bands in his new house, and this big metal hook that came out from the wall that was hooked there, that the strap had no handle on it, slipped, spun me around about, oh, I guess, 4 feet, and so I smashed my face into a cabinet so hard that, anyway, that's kind of what he said when he was talking to Jorge.
Yeah. Everybody's getting in on the discussions. Everybody that's not the mainstream press primarily, Kurt. The Daily Sheeple said so. Who beat the crap out of Harry Reid? All right, so everybody's kind of getting in on the act. Now, it all depends on how it's reported, see? The more the mainstream press it is, the more they talk about the mobster beating theory. But they do report it, like the Washington Examiner kind of starts out with that. So the bottom line is the more the conservative, the more the non-mainstream press the news is, the more they say, hey, Harry got beat up by the mob or his brother who beat the tar out of Harry Reid kind of an idea. But the more mainstream the news gets, the more they're like, hey, all these theories about this and that and that and the other. Now, the point that I would make is, you know what? Some of this is theory at this point. But I would say that taking Harry Reid at his word is a theory also, Kurt. Because no one's researched this. We don't have police reports. We don't have exact facts about what happened. We don't have people reporting and digging into this, the FBI or anybody else.
Well, let's see if Harry Reid has always been, you know, honest and kind of straight up with his words. As far as I can tell, though, Sam, back in 2011, he said, I think we should audit the Federal Reserve. You know, I'm all for, you know, sponsoring that and
transparency.
All, you know, everything like that. And yet then when he had a chance, you know, he never even brought it to a vote. So maybe, you know, at least I suppose there's been a few other, quote, flip-flops, you know, by Harry Reid over his time. But
well, and in Harry Reid's defense, I'm not justifying his liker, but I will say this. I mean, who wants to come out and say, hey, man, how was your New Year's? It was horrible. I got beat up by my alcoholic brother, and now I'm so beat up I can't even serve in the Congress anymore. again, though, whenever you see crazy stuff go down, Kurt, 9 times out of 10, drugs or alcohol are involved, Kurt. It's just,
well,
you know.
And they even though they cause you to pass out, they always get a pass, don't they?
Great point. Now, a lot of times, those seasoned alcoholics, is that what you call them? Hardcore alcoholics.
Is that the ones with, like, garlic and... Oh,
no,
okay.
Kurt, come on.
Like an extra onion.
That's
or
usually the ones that have, like, Red Bull mixed with the alcohol, that kind of stuff.
I gotcha.
Now, what the deal is, though, is they say alcoholics that are, you know, hardcore alcoholics, when they pass out, Kurt, or blackout is the term they use, they're kind of like, I don't know, not remembering anything, but they're still on their feet, and they still run around and do things, cause all kinds of mischief and mayhem. And that's what they claim happened here, probably. So, I don't know. Here's the bottom line, though. I feel bad for Harry Reid, no matter what hurt him. I feel bad that a man is hurt. I agree with him or disagree with him completely on a lot of his policies and his beliefs. What he advocates for, I disagree with him when he wants to suggest that you and I are terrorists, which he has suggested on more than one occasion. So I'm opposed to him completely, but I would never encourage violence against him. And I would never be happy about violence done to anyone. So it's a horrible, tragic situation, Kurt. I want to make that very clear. The only reason we're kind of laughing a little bit about it is because, you know, you got speculation going on both sides. It's speculation, or it's Harry Reid's claim that he got beat up by an exercise machine. That's a theory too, Kurt, at this point. The whole thing
guess,
is short on facts on every side of this discussion.
According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, his brother Larry Joe Reid, is Harry's name Harry Joe? I mean, I was not sure.
No, I think it's Larry Joe and Harry Bro, but just saying.
Okay. Anyway, Larry Joe is going to be charged with drunken driving and a gun charge, among others, after a run-in with a Nevada Highway Patrol trooper. He faces one count each of driving under the influence, battery of a protected person. I guess you could battery.
What do you mean battery of a protected person? Who's the protected person, Kurt?
I guess that would be the highway patrol trooper. Possession of a firearm while intoxicated, failing to comply with an officer, and not wearing a seatbelt. Well, I mean, he could have done all those other things, but he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
I'm sure he was wearing a seatbelt, Kurt. Come on. Everybody wears their seatbelt nowadays. I mean, yeah. This whole thing is just crazy. And as we dig in more, the likelihood of this cover-up remaining a cover-up, Kurt, if it really is that or whatever, is pretty slim. The likelihood of Breitbart, WorldNet Daily, and Rush Limbaugh all going out on a limb is pretty slim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Although it could, if you get too many guys out there on the limb could break. You know what I mean?
Good point. Especially if too many people go out on that. Now, the DHS, they might need to protect Harry, Kurt, from Larry.
Yeah.
Now, Barry wants to get in on the action, doesn't he, Kurt?
Barry on the action with Larry.
Yeah, isn't Barry in charge of the DHS, Kurt?
Well, yeah.
Barack Obama.
But anyways, those DHS boys, you know, they're ready to buy some new, ammo, Sam. They're going to buy 62 million rounds, well, they say more rounds, of AR-15 ammo. The headline reads, Feds attempting to control the market.
The headline reads, okay, Harry.
Purchase in addition to billions of bullets previously bought by the feds. At least somebody has ammo in America.
And I guess they're attempting to control the market with this massive buy and drive supply, Kurt.
Well, do you think it'll happen? Do you think...
if they shut down a lot of the lead smelting plants and then they buy up all the rest, it can work, yeah, Kurt.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think when they want to tax alcohol so that they can make it so nobody drinks, to save us all. Maybe they're going to try to make it so that America is all safe by buying up all the ammunition, huh? And then there won't be any trouble.
That's right.
Anymore.
Absolutely. Just let the liquid flow, buddy. It's all good.
Wow.
Now, they're saying that Harry got way out of control, Larry got way out of control, all that stuff. But you know what? I'm telling you right now, the Patriots are getting real out of control. Right-wing extremists are in the news for doing some crazy stuff, Kurt.
Well, you know who they are, Sam. And I guess what they did was they posted some top law officials' info. Now, of course, if the law people post your info, you know, that's okay.
Well, they don't really post it, Kurt. They just leak it.
It's kind of like that deal we just read about the brother of Harry Reid. He's accused of hurting some protected individual. So you've got protected people and non-protected, and you and I are the non-protected.
And these top attorneys were protected until the right-wing extremists went crazy, Kurt.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead on your radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a fantastic news story for you. I want Kirk to break the headline. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And what I like about it is there's no government involvement in this decision or this circumstance at all. It's just good people doing good things. Kurt?
Well, yeah, there's a CEO, that stands for Chief Executive Officer, of a Seattle company that says he's going to cut his salary by about 90% so that he can increase his employees' wages up to about $70,000 apiece. Now, the guy is a 30-year-old Dan Price. His company is called Gravity Payments. They process credit card stuff and things like that. They said they've gotten a few extra clients since then. He said this to the Huffington Post. He said there's greater inequality today than there's been since the Great Recession.
About that. Kurt, of the CEO, he made well over $1 million a year, and the average salary of his company was $48,000.
Uh-huh.
And I guess what happened is you read an article online about happiness, and basically what it said is if you make under about $70,000 in America as a family, then you know what, every penny you get more is just an absolute blessing. You know, you're not getting rich, but you're just able to live the American dream, have a vacation, save a little bit of money, pay your bills, etc. And he was so intrigued by that article that he felt like, you know what, let's do this. Now, he started the company when he was 19. It's a private, small company. They claim it's no way a bellwether for the nation. But they say his unusual proposal does indeed speak to an economic issue that has captured national attention. The United States has one of the largest pay gaps in the world, Kurt, in terms of upper management / CEO status versus average workers. And they say what the 20 to 1 or more is kind of the spread. And this guy wants to fix that, Kurt.
Well, and, at least to me, as you mentioned when you introduced the story, the key thing here is nobody's forcing him to do that. He's doing it on his own. We certainly applaud his efforts. I mean, he's, like you always say, this is America, it's not China. And I guess they got 120 employees there when he made the announcement. They call it, the New York Times, Daily News calls it the big-hearted boss. Said this to the 120 stunned employees. And I guess the New York Times even first reported it. One of them, Philip Akavan, he's a 29-year-old merchant relations worker. He told the paper, my jaw just dropped. This is going to make a difference to everyone around me.
I guess when he first made the announcement, Kurt, folks were stunned into silence for a first little bit. They didn't even know how to respond. And then everybody just, once they realized it was okay, that it was not a joke, that it was a genuine proposal, then everybody started whooping and hollering and having a fantastic time celebrating and being grateful, Kurt. But at first they were just in stunned silence.
Now, the key difference, at least the thing we want to, I'd like to point out about this compared to the fact that when the government wants to force you to pay a certain wage so that everybody's equal, the key difference is this is an individual doing this, you know, out of freedom. Nobody's forcing him
to do that.
When the government forces you to pay something, then that's a whole different ballgame.
Now, let me point this out, Kurt. The average minimum wage worker makes about $15,000 a year. So he was already paying at the average salary at his work, or the company he is the CEO of. It's a private company, so he's the owner, too. He already paid at the average of $48,000, which is basically triple the salary of a minimum wage person. And then he reads an article on happiness, and he says, hey, man, we got to even boost our employees' wages above that. Now, he talks about his extravagances as a millionaire, Kurt. He says, the market rate for me compared to the average person is just way out of whack, just absurd. But he says he had two extravagances, Kurt, snowboarding and picking up the bar tab. Now, I guess he
had... that's wild stuff. Although, I prefer to see him out of the bar, you know.
Well, yeah.
Pick up the tab for other stuff.
But I'm for the snowboarding stuff.
Yeah.
Now, he had a 12-year-old Audi, Kurt, that he drives. I guess he received that in a barter.
A 12-year-old Audi. Huh. Cool.
I guess he got it in a barter for service from the local car dealer. He says, as much as I'm a capitalist, there's nothing in the market that's making me do this, he said. He said, I just want to make it possible for my employees to go out to the American dream, buy a house, and take care of their children's education. Then they go off about a financial overhaul by government, Kurt, right after that, see? Where by law they have to disclose the ratio of CEO pay to the median pay of all other employees. Now, of course, many executive types of kind of opposed the idea. They say it would be too cumbersome and costly to implement. But Mr. Price, Dan Price, I guess they did $6.5 billion in transactions at their company for over 12,000 businesses last year. Anyway, I guess he started the thing in the dorm room. He'd get some money from his older brother and work on this thing at 19 years old, Kurt, and now he's built this wonderful company. I guess he played in a rock band, too. Anyway, the guy seems like a pretty good dude, Kurt. He was working on this stuff.
When you look at his picture, you know, I can imagine him driving that 12-year-old Audi, you know, or whatever you said that he has. And I can imagine somebody going, hey, there's some homeless guy driving a 12-year-old Audi. He's not what I'd call... you know, I mean, he's not business suit attired or anything like that. And yet, you know, a guy probably does all right, probably eats whatever he'd like. You know, I mean, he's a young man and he's not clean shaven. He's got pretty long hair.
Now, here's how he got into
the
credit card
business.
I don't
mean pretty long hair.
Somebody else was charging credit cards for him, and he just felt like their service didn't kind of measure up. And he's just like, hey, man, I think I can do it cheaper, more efficiently, with better customer service. So the entrepreneurial spirit was unleashed. And I guess he grew up in southwestern Idaho, Kurt, out in the sticks. His family lived 30 miles. Now listen carefully. His family lived 30 miles from the nearest grocery store. And he was homeschooled until the age of 12, Kurt.
Oh, boy, that's... you know, I bet you're not going to hear that about him.
they don't like to talk about that much. Their piece, you know, them homeschoolers.
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Now, here's what happened. Yeah. I guess Dan has a bunch of brothers. One of his four brothers started a make-your-own baseball card business. And so at 9 years old, Dan went on a local radio station to make a pitch. He says, hi, I'm Dan Price. I'd like to tell you about my brother's business. Anyway, his dad is a consultant / motivational speaker and an author. And I guess the business struggled in the recession time, Kurt, back in 2008 when two of his biggest clients went bankrupt. He said the firm, believe it or not, managed to struggle through without layoffs and without raising prices. His staff, mostly young, decided to stick with their boss. And there you have it. Now, what do you think,
Kurt? It's interesting, Sam. You know, I just entered in Google, I entered Dan Price, homeschool CEO, Seattle. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So then you get the New York Times piece, and it you know, it gives you a little blurb, and then it says underneath, it says missing homeschool. Then underneath, there's the HuffingtonPost.com piece, it says missing homeschool. You know, they don't really want to mention that part about that.
Now, I do want to say something about this, though, Kurt. Remember how Ron Paul ran for president? I don't mean Rand, I mean Ron. And one of the big proposals Ron had to fix the country was to reduce the salaries of government bureaucrats. Now, he wasn't going to force this, but he was proposing this because he wasn't in the legislative branch, right? He wasn't making laws. He was going to run to execute the laws. But he said he wanted to start out by cutting his own salary, Kurt, from the presidential salary of $400,000. He was going to cut his 90% and only make about $40,000. Now you can say, well, the CEO's a millionaire. They can do this. This is easy. It's nothing but a propaganda game. Ron Paul was going to do this, but he's already a millionaire. Who cares? You know, in my opinion, Kurt, we can talk about the negative if we pretend to. Maybe this is just a way that this guy can promote his business, although I'm tempted to call him and sign up for his services. Nevertheless, my point being, is this just a publicity stunt, or are these guys genuine in their desire to truly make a difference and provide leadership? And I submit the latter. I submit the latter, Kurt. They could do so many other things to gain headlines if they want to. But cutting their salaries, Ron Paul proposed it in the government sector, and now Dan Price proposes it in the private sector. In my opinion, tremendous leadership, and I thank them both.
Amen to that, Sam. Nice work.
Well, we didn't even have a government law or anything. We didn't even have to debate it in Congress. We didn't do any of that stuff. Just some rural Idaho, live out in the sticks, homeschooler, got her done. In the private sector, I dig it, and I commend them. And we bring it to you because that's where solutions begin, ladies and gentlemen. The brilliance of the American people who believe in freedom and believe in dignity for all those around them. I commend you, Dan. I commend you, Ron Paul, for trying to do the same thing in government. I wonder which of the other guys... Is Rand going to do the same thing, you think? I sure hope so. All right, we can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with solutions like these. LibertyRoundtable.com. Will you help? Thanks.